Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Way Less Kid Anyway, the talk show,
where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Paige.
Right.
Good evening, everyone. Happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, August 15, 2010, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. And this evening, we will begin discussing one of our most popular topics, back-to-school etiquette. Well, I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
Denise, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Donna. And how about you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's been a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And excited about talking about back to school. So you guys out there, listen up. We're going to have some great tips. We've gotten a lot of emails, and we're going to address those as well. But before we do that, as we do every single week, of course, the show's title is What is Etiquette Anyway? So quite naturally, we have to answer that question. And etiquette is just basically a fancy word for manners. And we are blessed to have listeners of all ages, of course, Denise. And we know that we have a lot of students listening on today. So for the new listeners that are tuning in for the first time, I say, first of all, welcome and thank you so much. And I'm going to give you just some brief historical information regarding etiquette itself. And as I said, etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. And it's a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And hopefully that's what we all want. I know that's what I want. What about you, Denise?
Oh, I do. Absolutely, Donna.
Yeah. And the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that kind of gives you a little bit of the background information on where etiquette came from. And as I often say, if you forget the details, just remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners, and please remember to mind your manners. Well, Denise, back to school time, time for the school buses to run, especially in the southern region of the country. And as a matter of fact, there are many districts that are in their second and third week. And, of course, pretty much the rest of the country, they're going to be returning after Labor Day. So this evening's show, you guys, again, we are discussing preparing to go back to school. We're going to talk a little about attire, uniforms, school rules, so on and so forth. And parents out there, of course, you may call in with your tips about your children's back-to-school experience if they have gone back already. And students, you may call in if you'd like. And as I mentioned earlier, we have received numerous emails from students. So we're going to try to get to as many of those as possible. And let me go ahead and give you our number. It is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or you may email us at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies, plural, at gmail.com. Well, Denise, of course, you know that our emails have been pouring in, and of course this is one of our most important, I guess more popular topics, I should say. So we're definitely going to address that. Let me start out, let's start out by taking a call, and then we'll kind of move on into our emails. Extension 0398. Hello, thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Okay, perhaps they may be shy or they may be just simply listening in, which that is fine as well. Well, let's go ahead. Let's see. Start on some emails. I know I've pulled some, Denise, and you've pulled some as well.
I do have some.
The first one says, my name is Carlita Goldstein, and I am 16 years old, and they are making us wear uniforms this year. We are not little children. Only they should wear them. Me and my friends don't want to wear uniforms because we want our own identity. No one should have to look like anybody else unless they are twins. And then she writes, we are banding together and we are not going to wear them. What do you think? And then she has, P.S., I don't see the teachers wearing them.
Wow, Carlita.
Yeah, what a way to start the show, huh?
I know, and it's the beginning of the school year. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
excuse me. You know, I know, but Donna, you know, I don't remember having to wear uniforms when we were growing up either. I know it's a shocker for a lot of children who are used to wearing what they like, but I think uniforms sometimes kind of makes it an even ground for everyone. You know, nobody has on ragged old clothes, nobody has on new clothes. I think it's just an even ground where everybody's wearing the same thing and nobody can be jealous, mad, or upset because either they want something better or, you know, they perhaps can't afford to buy the designer clothes that the children wear these days that we didn't wear back in the day.
Exactly. Also, Denise, you know, I think uniforms are good to cut down on peer pressure as well because a lot of times the kids are thinking, oh, wow, they have those shoes. I need to get those shoes. And, you know, and then the attention is redirected. So, Carlita, I do understand because you are a 16-year-old girl, and I know, I remember when I was 16, I wanted to have my own identity as well. But let me just suggest, well, since we're talking about when it comes to etiquette, let me just make one suggestion to you, Carlita, is that I don't think I would band together and not wear them at all. And just because you asked us at the end, what did we think? Well, we think you might probably get suspended or put out of school if you don't wear them. So just think about how you can wear them and creating your own identity and maybe cute earrings and a, you know, cute hairstyle, which I'm sure you have as well, but I certainly do understand. And you're saying, too, that the teachers don't wear them, and that's interesting as well. I think in some schools, well, maybe some of the private schools, the teachers do wear them. But anyway, let's bring in some more of our callers here. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? Extension 3346. Hello? Hello? Okay, we'll try and come back. Perhaps they may be listening as well, Denise.
And if you are trying to get in, make sure you push number 1 so that we can hear what you have to say if you're trying to speak to us online tonight or on the phone tonight.
And that's a great reminder. I remember we had that issue before where we were getting emails while we were on saying that, you know, for some reason they couldn't get in. So, yeah, thanks for that reminder, Denise. Why don't you go ahead and read one of yours, and we'll come back to some of mine as well.
Okay. Dear Etiquette Ladies, I was in a food fight last year, but I didn't start it. I was removed from the cafeteria for the rest of the week. How can I not throw food back if someone throws it at me? I was told by my parents to hit someone back if they hit me. Isn't that the same thing? This comes from Joshua out of Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Wow, Joshua. You know what? And Joshua, we're not laughing at the situation. It's a little comical because, you know, hopefully in the cafeteria it's designed for eating and not throwing food. And I know sometimes during the last week or so of school you might have incidents like that a little more frequently. But it would be best for you, Joshua, just, you know, if somebody throws food at you, you need to go ahead and talk to the teacher that's in the cafeteria, because you don't want to get put out for something, especially mm-hmm. that you didn't start. You know, it's just so not worth it. And you guys, please don't throw food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to eat, and then if you don't like it, just, you know, no thank you, don't eat it. Take your tray up. Okay, going to go back to the phones, Denise, and see if we can grab another caller. Extension 9734, thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Hello? Hi there. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? I can hear you well. Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Wow.
Yes. Can you? Hello? Hello?
We must be having some difficulties.
Yeah, thanks for having some technical difficulties. Wow, if you can hear me, we're going to try to come back. Hold one moment. And you guys, please remember to press 1 to actually get into the area. Let's try extension 3346. Hello? Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Okay. All right, Denise. Let's do another email. You guys, we're not sure what's going on. We certainly do apologize. If you need to hang up and try to call back in, we'll certainly watch for you on the switchboard. This says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, thank you for doing this show because it is always filled with great information. I was excited about hearing the topic today because my twin girls will begin kindergarten for the first time next month. I am more anxious than they are. We haven't had a parent meeting yet, but I would like to know what to expect when it comes to etiquette rules in the classroom. Can you cover some of these rules? And this is from Missy Johnson in Duluth, Georgia. Thank you, Missy, for your call. School rules, etiquette rules in the classroom, being polite, just to go over a few. I'll just kind of tell your girls when they walk into the classroom just to be courteous and speak to the teacher. We want to certainly listen to them. A lot of times on the first day, the teacher will talk about the rules of the classroom, making sure that you're not talking when someone else is talking. Make sure that you raise your hand if you want to speak or if you want to leave your desk, maybe to go to the restroom or something like that. So just how to be polite, you know, at school, in the classroom, and certainly not to throw food in the cafeteria and have food
And also to say thank you when it's appropriate.
Absolutely.
And you said something about listening to the teacher, but also not talking while the teacher is talking, not getting up when it's inappropriate. I know you said earlier to ask for permission if you do need to get up. It's a little bit different when kindergartners go to school because they really have to be in tune to the rules and regulations because it may be a situation where they have not had a structured environment before.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so it's important for parents, like you said, to also speak with the teacher and perhaps attend one of their classes early on so that they're aware of what the rules and regulations are for that classroom. so that they can reinforce them at home.
Right. And Carlita, this might, or I'm sorry, not Carlita. Her name is Missy. Missy also, mm-hmm. this may seem like a lot of information, but and it may seem overwhelming for your kindergartners, but this is something that the teachers will reiterate over and over, and they will be fine. And and so, you know, they're going to have a great time. Don't worry. And they will be fine. We'll be right back, you guys, right after this quick break.
Do you need repairs made around your home, but you hesitate to book a contractor because of a bad past experience? Well, worry no more. 7-Day Contractors will put your mind at ease. They install decks, hardwood floors, kitchen cabinets. They do plumbing, painting, roofing, electrical work, and more. They are licensed, bonded, insured, and all work is guaranteed. No project is too big or small. 7-Day Contractors can handle them all. To schedule your free estimate, call 678-663-6817. 678-663-6817. 7-Day Contractors.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, you guys, we're back. We're going to try and go back to the phone. Our switchboard is actually lit up. Extension 0819, hello? Hello? Caller, can you hear me? Okay, let's see. Let's try to go to another extension, 9734. Hello, thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi there.
Hi, this is Melva.
Hi, Melva. Well, I'm so glad we could get you here.
Wow.
We didn't weren't sure what was going on with the switchboard, and it is full. Well, thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? We're talking about back-to-school etiquette. So what are your comments?
Back-to-school etiquette.
Yeah. Had a couple parents there. Kind of anxious about the little one starting, and of course we've had one of the teenagers, we've gotten an email from her, and she's saying they shouldn't have to wear uniforms. That wrecks their identity. So what do you think about that? Or do you have a student going back to school?
Yes, I do. I'm going to college.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Identity, huh?
Yeah.
But did you say that the young lady or the young person was concerned about wearing uniforms because they think it wrecks their identity?
Right. They wanted to have their own identity, and she said the only people that should wear uniforms and look alike are twins. So she was a little upset about that because they don't, you know, they want their own identity.
Well, I think your identity is not set by the clothes that you wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a fashion, a covering for the body. Your identity is set by what you do with what you learn and how well you are able to portray that. I don't think clothing has anything to do with identity. It's just a fashion. I rather like the idea of uniforms because I feel when children or students are in school, especially before going to college, they need to focus on learning and not what the person next to them is wearing. I tell you of a little experience I had with my daughter at the age of 3. No, let's see. Yeah, at the age of three, at daycare, something I dressed her in one day, she came home and said, so-and-so didn't like what I had on today. And my thought was, someone who's in the three-year-old class got some nerve to be mentioning to another three-year-old, I don't like what you're wearing. It's true. I said, well, that told me where their parents' focus lied.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in fashion because children learn from their parents.
Absolutely.
And if you don't teach them, right, if you don't teach them any better, they can't do any better.
Mm-hmm.
Or they won't do any better.
Right.
And at that point, I decided I was putting my daughter in uniforms regardless of where she was going to go to school. And then that became a solid with her. She knew she was going to wear a uniform regardless. And it was because I told her, no one should be concerned with what you're wearing. You need to be concerned with studying. Forget about the other folks because they don't count as far as you're concerned when you are in school. You're there to learn. You're not there for a fashion show unless it's a special project that you're doing.
Mm.
And that has been my teaching throughout all of school. You are there to learn, not to be focused on what someone else is wearing. Your
exactly.
identity is not set by the clothes that you wear, but
mm-hmm.
by what you do with what you learn.
Mm, that is great information, and that's
that
great
sure
information
is.
For parents, and especially new parents that are facing that to really understand what, because we were talking about with the peer pressure, and succumbing to the peer pressure is done when the self-esteem is not there. So, and just like you mentioned, the parents are the first teachers. And so it's really important, you know, what you instill at your instill into your child at such a young age. Like that, it's not about, you know, who has, you know, what hairstyle or who has on the newest trend of clothing. It is about learning and educating.
Mm-hmm.
And great. Thank you so much for that that comment. That was very powerful, and I'm sure a lot of parents will kind of look at this a little differently. And hopefully, since we have so many students that are listening as well, that will give them a whole different take on that. Thank you so much.
That was really great, Melva. I like that a lot. And I hope that when she goes to college, she will continue to grow in what you've taught her as she grows in becoming a young lady.
Absolutely. That is great. Well, certainly call us back at any time. We certainly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to, see if we can pull another caller underneath. Our
mm-hmm.
our switchboard is really lit up. Let's
yeah.
try. Let's go back. Extension 3346. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. We're talking about back-to-school etiquette and attire and things of that nature. What are your comments?
Well, my name is Deborah, and I'm from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an educator, and I was listening to someone that was talking about rules in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach secondary level of students, and I know we get a lot of comments from students about rules and procedures that they feel are unnecessary
mm-hmm.
or they feel that are unfair from their point of view. But what we try to get them to understand is that we're preparing them for the real world outside. In the real world, you have rules that we all as adults have to follow, and we try to teach them as children, they have to learn how to follow rules too. And then nothing can be managed, nothing can take place without some type of regulation or procedures in order for everything to run properly. And so that's what we try to teach them in secondary level, is that having rules, having procedures in the way we do things keeps everything in proper order, keeps from having chaos, keeps from having problems between individuals, in which, in a way, that's teaching you what the future world will be like when you're out in that working world and you're having to follow rules and procedures at your job. There's always a way to do things that we have to follow, and we let them know as teachers, we have rules we have to follow. We don't just walk in there and do what we want to do. There are rules and procedures that teachers also have to go by. And I just feel that's the future training for your life to come as an adult. It's not just that somebody made these rules up just to punish you. It's really a purpose for the rules, and that's to keep order, but not just to keep order, but also to teach you in the future that when you work or you go to college or any of these things, there are always going to be rules. But it's just to help everyone to get along with each other, for everything to work properly, for everything to progress. And that's what we try to get them to understand. But, of course, at that age, they just think all rules are unfair. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just sort of like a growing pain type thing. It's growing pains that they just have to learn to adhere to. All of us have to learn to adhere to rules. And it's just something that's another thing becoming adult in life that you're just going to have to learn that there are rules.
Mm-hmm. Great comment. And it's just simply life skills, you know, preparing for life. And you're absolutely right. And a lot of times I will use the analogy of stoplights, that and little kids understand that red means stop and green means go, but if
right.
you're at a red light and you keep going, what's going to happen? You're going to be involved in an accident.
Correct,
so,
correct.
Thank you for sharing that, because, and students, we know we have a lot of students that are listening. Students do know that there is a reason for that, and adults are not just trying to be mean and make you do things. So wonderful, wonderful comment, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to see if we can pull on one more caller. And God, we're running out of time. We already know that we're going to have a part two on next week. Extension 0819, hello. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, Denise, perhaps you're listening in.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure, callers, what was going on a little earlier with the switchboard, but we are certainly glad that we had an opportunity to get at least a couple of the callers on. Well, Denise, we are out of time. And next week, we already know, since this was part one, we're going to have part two next week, you guys. And the emails and the questions we didn't have an opportunity to answer today, listen up for next week. We certainly will for next week. And we're going to do one more quick segment.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay, under our weekly acts of kindness, says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, last week I noticed someone who ran out of gas. I approached them to see if I can help, and they told me that they were on the way to the station and ran out of gas. I offered to buy a gas can for them at the auto store, which was nearby, and bought them some gas and took it back to them. I really felt good about this. And thanks to you, ladies, I will look for opportunities to be kind to people. Thanks for your show. This comes from Robert in Stockbridge, Georgia. We applaud you, Robert. Very, very, very good. So you guys, certainly, we say make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness each week. Thank you so much, you all, for joining us this evening as we've been discussing back-to-school etiquette. Please be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. Our goal, of course, after all, is to make the world a polite place to live. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. Again, thank you guys for calling in. Thank you for the emails. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care. Good night, and God bless.
God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.